on the idea of their spring camp? They said, they came up with all kinds of needs before they came up with their camp.
So we could start off with coastal camp?
Yeah, coastal camp.
That's what they will teach, okay?
Right. One of the ones they talked about that was really important for them was seal hunting.
I don't know
what they would call packing gear, dressing. Adequately dressed, and making sure, for instance, they shouldn't be going out there without
Coastal subsistence camp to learn seal hunting, to learn skin and meat preservation,
preparing in storage, uses in storage.
Just putting away
storage and use itself.
They would need to go out to an actual camp with an instructor. On the job.
People there would
take them out.
And they would learn how to dry.
Gut. First of all, dry meat.
Seal force.
That one's going out real fast. How can you make seal force? And the names of the tools, by the parts.
They said in the past this was funded by the school district, and somehow the funding got cut. So Joe Swan remembers being an instructor before, taking out a bunch of kids, and when he kept telling the boys, "This is how you dress," they didn't listen. And so he took them out anyway, and within a few minutes, the man would go back, get dressed properly, and went back up to the camp. And so it was real experience for them to actually feel cold.
Preserve is the word I was looking for. They need to know the proper disposal. Do they do the heads in a ceremonial type thing? Were they injected the head?
I think that's the
problem. You just have to cut the head off, when you cut the head off, then the spirit is released from that, and it goes back to the animal spirit world to be born again and the same kind of animals.
And through this, they'll bring off what they learned from their forefathers, the weather forecasting,
wind direction,
whether it's a safe time to go out. because so many times these young people are dying accidentally because they don't know the conditions, or they don't know trail marking and how to show people when they come to their camp if they're out seal hunting, you know, their marks that they leave behind. And then they'll need elders working with people, or they'll need youth working with elders.
Respect for nature.
And they're not able to find help with doing that.
Yeah. Who to go to, how it should be funded, or
how to get it started is what they need some assistance on. Technical assistance or...
Okay, so this is what they, these are what they need the camp for.
Right.
Then you'll go into funding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it would also get into values. That's also the other thing they were saying. For instance, if you talk to these youth and tie in the values for hunter success, there's a certain kind of breed that survive as successful seal hunters as opposed to non-values teaching that take chances but are not successful, where they don't share their first hunt.
Survival.
Yes.
And they learn to be observant, mm-hmm. and to anticipate needs without loading their sled to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, learn to use multi-purpose things.
It ties in with their values. They said we need more positive action and cooperation within the village. That's why they suggested the camp. And they need values training. They said they
value of body care. And that way they can get proper clothing, the proper food, the rest, and all that. You know?
Respecting others and their property, shaming to have.
Would that include like camp safety, water safety, gun safety?
Since camping usually is out in the open, then they have to learn values of respect
for nature.
Of respect, then that can go on to any area, even weather conditions, animals, other people's property, elders' instructions, elders as people, and the Kivalina people can fill in details.
Before learning seal hunting and drying meat, making seal, how to maintain equipment or make
equipment?
Because they have seal skin, they have a seal float, sinking,
also, what, you know, some of them are also not fixed to impact animals.
they call that?
Well, we get to that, it's not
animal use.
Fair use?
Or you got use?
Making of care of rifle and proper use. You just don't shoot all of the
things. Making proper hunting equipment.
You don't like to fall apart on the first shot.
I don't know how to even begin. How much would it cost if they chose to make a good harpoon? Who was his mom?
I don't know.
Who? Paul Thomas Mitchell.
His mom?
Mm-hmm. Is that Jenny? Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. Or is that his first wife?
I probably have it in my list, but I can't say it.
Yeah, right. I don't
know. I think that was their mother, Jenny.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
But was he a brother to Gordon, or was that their cousin?
I think brother. Mm-hmm. Is it?
Or I don't know. I know there's cousins in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I haven't got the Mitchell line yet. They weren't there when I was there.
Mm-hmm. We will.
I could send you copies of what I did on the
chat. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I love to work with the kids on that.
Uh-huh.
I did that here. Jason Schwinn graduated this spring. We started when he was in the fourth grade. Knowledge of family tree,
uh-huh.
And we just look all over the place trying to, with a group of kids.
Mm-hmm.
In the class.
Making care of rifle proper use, making and care of hunting implements.
First kill, did they do with the chair?
Hunt of success? On the hunt of success?
Care of rifle population and care of hunting implements.
We have videos on this export when Charlie Jones is over the country.
Mm-hmm. But we still need the men to take the boys out. Just having a videotape doesn't do it, because they want an instructor to take the kids out and do the actual
They can take a look at that and then...
And then they need to learn how to handle a seal hook. So they won't lose
during winter when this isn't possible. I need, you know, just to go over with them before they all left to the camp. Gun safety, tactical.
And their property. I don't know whether that fits in. Okay. Because it seems that in most of their villages now,
you know, even when somebody
is sorry to, that something is broken and so forth, they'll say, and you need to, didn't get you out of, you know, mm-hmm. that's a value system. But human beings, you can't.
And also, it's getting very costly to maintain their allotments and their cabins and their allotments
mm-hmm.
because people are not respecting the property on their land or on their camping areas. For instance, these big poles that they used to put their necks out mm-hmm. with, people are taking them. Well, it's changed from yesterday.
Yeah, they can, people later can build those things mm-hmm.
up. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Me, I'm beginning to turn away with this lady. I was raised there because of the attitude of the family that has legal hold on it now, you know. Mm-hmm. And some of them even told Howard and Norak was born in that river way up there, but his mother was buried. And the cousins are saying, oh, don't go down there anymore. See, that's the kind of attitude they have. They never helped our grandparents a day in their life in camp except two of them. We were raised there. It makes me real sad. It makes me cry inside. Because we don't have a good future.
Then there's Rossi Cohen.
Nora felt so bad he had to tell me.
Now, I don't know whether you want to get to the other stuff about their need to coordinate. Patients. This is what Oscar Strong said. He had a question on the patient release for anchorage. Sometimes it's a serious condition. Unless we contact Hasebe, we can't get to anchorage. And sometimes it's a week or a month late. We respect the doctor. Sometimes it's too slow. For instance, they're responding is so slow that the patients are finally seeing the doctor when they're beyond help.
Oh,
the response level is very, very slow. And just to the people kind of get
so much for to a doctor.
Yeah.
How service delivery.
That would be on the interagency, like NOTAP, interagency network.
How service delivery needs. You need better lab work and results. Was that for emergencies or?
They were saying that. Let me get back to where he was saying that. Patients released from anchorage in serious condition. Unless we contact Kasibi, we cannot get to anchorage. Sometimes it's a week or a month late. We respect the doctor. Sometimes it's too slow. And what they're saying is that. The native people want to speak up, but the hospital or the doctor is responding so slow. And on a chronic or in emergency situation, it goes from just being sick to terminal illness because of, they feel that because of this, the way it's set up.
Chronic and emergency services.
I have no
need assistance in travel funding.
Mm-hmm. That's what Lucy Adams was saying. Nowadays it's hard to travel on your own when you don't have many kids. Ways they can't find help to pay for their needs. For instance, their meal allowance is paid.
Need assistance in travel funding.
Unless you make a contact, I'll make two plans.
You need to start sitting with the travel schedule and when you'd like to start. That offering.
Mm-hmm. You plan to stay and assure the meal while getting outpatient medical care.
Mm-hmm. Clinton Swan was saying it's real tough when you have no money to try to eat in town and you're seeing a doctor and he feels embarrassed. He has to be in that position to leave his home for medical services and stuff.
In property?
Here or in Anchorage. But mostly here. But most of them have experienced it here.
Gee, you should come to my house.
It's just that the time is happening, isn't it? Find out and explain to the elders and to the people in the workshop the difference between supplemental and basic Medicare, or what covers travel. Who covers travel?
We have that person that deals with all of this, come with it.
You know, you'd think that would be part of the CHPs, community health practitioners, job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Since they released the patients from the local
building, I don't know how.
Village workshop.
And find out
to explain
Medicare. Basic needs for health care. For instance, travel.
The women's workshop to explain basic benefits.
Parameters of health care.
Basic.
basic routine.
There's any elders that retired. Maybe Caleb Adams might be the only one, unless there's somebody else I'm not sure of. Who would have courage that somebody's retired. Social Security. In general, I don't know whether they have like, we could break it down for elders, for children, for adults. Because right now, elders, I think, are the only ones among these two other members of our community. It's really tough. They don't know who to turn to. I don't know whether they even know the system of how it's set up in the hospital where we have a review board or not. At least they don't seem to think that they're getting... I don't know whether this is across the board or whether they only the elders are getting help. So that we're trying to try to clarify all the different benefits for all people. I know elders might not have Medicaid, or sometimes if they qualify, they don't know enough about it, and they're not qualifying themselves by filling out forms.
There's all of that. We just need to get together and take a look at it. I was really impressed of the scope of work and the scope of testing right there that they do. And because certain hospitals don't have the capability, Providence Hospital volunteers one of their personnel to take blood tests, several different kinds of blood tests, and use their lab to, and the fee is just $20 each. You know,
I went to a health fair at Barrow, but I never been to a health fair here.
They had one here, and I talked with them, but as far as I was concerned, there just wasn't the time to really plan it.
They need the cooperation of nurses and doctors, children, specialists.
And I asked, I think it was Chris Larson that was in charge, and I asked her, well, she's always okay.
I wanted her to go to the village with me when we went to Kibalina, but she said, no way. They're planning a health fair somewhere in some other village. And so I've been having a hard time trying to get Kaiser monies. That's supposed to go to Winnipeg, let's put it. So maybe you could get through to her to help you here, and we could make it a regional
effort
to support you on that. Because I'm having problems getting her to go to the villages.
We could plan a health fair here with focus on elders, but be able to take others too. But take others too.
All the elders are here.
We could do that one day. For health, and then meet on separate issues the next day and the next day.
That'd be wonderful. Then we would see and say to them, okay,
and have something else in common.
This here,
public assistance be there.
This here gives your application for your Medicare if you don't have it. You know, and explain
their state people. I'm also a member of AARP
mm-hmm.
for health advocate services for the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I could tap their resources.
Mm-hmm.
They're just waiting for me to say, when are you going to have it?
Mm-hmm.
So we could plan an elders conference and have the first day be and have impact speakers there to help fit the expert, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I went through one while we had our workshop in Fairbanks. They also held a health fair at the same time, just so we could get the idea of how it is carried out. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
They have hearing tests. They have blood pressure tests. They have blood tests. Everything.
Uh-huh. Like when we had that elders conference, that mini health fair.
So, I think we could get together.
Pumpkin.
Yeah.
And you could get with the witch.
She's in the women, infant, and children. She could get into nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
They could detect otitis media, get the specialist mm-hmm. here to demonstrate
mm-hmm.
how that is done.
Mm-hmm.
What if we could get Mary Schaefer up here to explain the anchorage network from the airport and how it's followed through?
That would be good.
It'll be wonderful to have.
Yeah.
And have her
mm-hmm.
give out numbers
mm-hmm.
as to where she is and where she is.
Yeah. They gave us the numbers.
I know one time it was printed in Luna, but those
yeah.
issues get lost.
Yeah.
And then,
like how when Flora Reed was just sick and then she died, and she said, and that Mary Schaefer, after she's always around when we don't need her, she was nowhere to be found. He was so frustrated. I said you should have told Flora to die at the right time. But you know, there are times and hours when
mm-hmm.
when you have to call on those people.
The
yeah.
Friends Church people, their number.
I think Mary has a recorder phone now. The problem is we never know which elders are going there when.
Yeah.
You know. Mess. Even within our own village, within our own system, is so new, nobody knows it. We just take them over when they have medical center.
Oh, they gave us the number when we had our Coffee Elders meeting.
Mm-hmm. And see, this has really never been done on a village level. When we went into different villages, all I talked about was in village. We didn't get into them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the basic
mm-hmm.
things the
mm-hmm.
elders are saying.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get well.
Mm-hmm. We want to stay well.
Mm-hmm.
And they could, you know, sometimes they could, sometimes they can't, sometimes they could
mm-hmm.
if we just give that extra care.
With prevention.
Like even giving them something good to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Helps their mental attitude to
mm-hmm.
help them stay well, you
mm-hmm.
know. That once a month potluck that we had
mm-hmm.
in our little group,
mm-hmm.
they look forward to that.
Yeah.
They really do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then they take the leftovers home and be so glad that they'll eat somebody else's cookies.
Mm-hmm. And the berries.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that are so hard for them to get through.
Mm-hmm. What do we have for Kivalina? We have their subsistence camp, use of implements and health service delivery needs.
They talk about their other needs too, but I don't know if we need to include them, but it might refresh their memory if we did. It's bunkers for their sewer, if they needed more bunkers.
Capital
Yeah. because of the sewer system. Need bunkers for waste. The city council unable to find help on this problem. And there's erosion behind the village. That
we need more bunkers for
waste. We need running water. I don't know whether the whole village has no running water and sewer, or if that's just one elder thing. You might put this on another need. It might be on an elder need or on a village need. Oscar Swan was saying, we can't have this meeting, we don't have a chalkboard. And finally we convinced him. He said, because something is needed right now. It's like guideline, mm-hmm. and with the different kinds of program they want to shoot in black and white. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, let's just talk about it right now. Because the school was closed, we didn't have it there. We had it in a community building. And there, they don't have chalkboards. We didn't have anything to work with, so I didn't write it down like this. I just came like this. Mm-hmm. And, he said they need guidelines. They need material.
What kind of guidelines?
From different programs, they need information so that they don't understand in black and white what they are.
Communication for that
network. That's not that.
Inter-village network. It's under communication problems from MOTAC.
Communications. We're having some problems. Somebody asked how helpful those flu shots were.
Those what?
Flu shots.
They were not good. I didn't get them on.
Some of them said it didn't help me. They didn't know. I mean, that would be part of our health care effort.
Is to give out information on the flu shot.
They said, Lucy Adams.
Public health?
No. She used an example of three. We are the Eskimos, we do what they say to do, and even though we are so allergic to some of this medication, they continue taking it, and the example that she gave was, are the flu shots all that okay for people? What they're trying to stop is that Indian Health Service uses as guinea pigs for testing some of that, that medication, and they think somehow there must be some safety valve somewhere before the federal government gets out of hand to use this as guinea pigs on their new shots. Or they're testing medication and give it to us unknowingly.
Hepatitis B. They were giving our kids experimental shots.
We've always heard it. Maybe this is part of the rule that Public Health Service, Indian Health Service is using us for the new medication. So guinea pig, I'm just putting it in my own words. That's not how Lucy said it.
That's what she was trying to get across the ideas.
she said, sometimes this medication that the doctors give us, we're allergic to it. And like these flu shots, are they that okay for people? But they don't know, see, they only hear, they only understand that they have to do it, and they do it, and it's not, sometimes it's not always that helpful. And are we getting the right medication? Because she explained allergy reaction. The symptoms were pneumonia and high fever. We have to be alert to see if medication is okay for our body. Sometimes it makes us more sick. That's it. That's what we started up to doing.
That's a start anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, two villages. In the path. So we're that much ahead when we go there to see what else they might have, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it'll give us an idea
of what to work on. To work, yeah. Okay, these are the they go into the list of said one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have your good health, you don't care to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care to have a good edict perfect.
Or if you don't know how to hunt seal, you forget the art of your superior skills.
Papa was so glad when Fletcher and Tracy and took him out in the boat after he got home. He was hanging around on this bed. Frankie asked him, did you want to go with us? He said, I thought you'd never ask. So they told him to go home and talk. No, he did, and got in the boat with him. The last time he hunted, he was all rotten, you know.
Mm-hmm.
On the ice, and he was on that, and used his umay back, and his kayak, and so forth. And here they went back with an outboard motor, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they just took their motor way down and then just floated. And he said, well, the car that caught up for little bit of an animal, I said.
And
they let him shoot one too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He got a good thrill out of it.
I'm so excited to go to other villages now and start working together on trying to find out the needs of the rest of the villagers. I thought I wrote down a partial list of the different things I have scheduled in July and then in August, but at least I did keep that.
Will you be able to travel in August?
It's
pretty tight.
Certain times in August I'll be free. Certain times. But the other thing we got to take into consideration, will the villages be there for us?
Yes. I think it would be easier in September. Because my schedule in July and August is real crazy.
But we've got another one, a big one in October though. Nana used to travel in October.
We should coordinate it with that. It's better to travel as a group. It really is. That way Christina, who is the chairman of the board, and that guy who's chairman of Manita board.
It would really eliminate another step where we have to take time to educate them.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it do to your schedule? It's not in concrete anymore.
Uh-uh. No. That is. The thing I was thinking of, I wanted for them to start thinking of who to choose coordinators, so at the October meeting we could have names, or should we just do it then?
Let's see, when's the next regional governor's conference? how could we, if we wrote to the village council,
mm-hmm.
if we made it detailed enough, maybe they would understand mm-hmm. and start thinking of who to choose.
Oh, he could be lucky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that would be.
You could be communicating to them directly
yeah.
to the village.
To the village, to the village
council. For instance,
council.
For instance, for instance, at NOTAC there's nobody there right now. Very few people there.
Because this will also give us time to do our subsistence things, you know.
And it would give me a chance to be with Sid Nedwick
uh-huh.
in that crazy hectic schedule in August.
How?
Are you going to the 7th annual?
I want to, but I don't have the details on it yet.
I do.
Put it in.
I
requested it. I have.
I could run off a copy if you
I
want.
I haven't
you?
Seen anything on
yeah,
the desk.
I could run off a copy.
I want to go to
the
that
schedule.
Too.
Uh-huh.
Because
okay.
I want to.
I made reservations
yeah.
and I'm going to go.
I'm going to. I just got word.
I want
yeah,
19th to 24th. 19th to 24th. It won't conflict with the teacher's orientation, the 20th. That's in August.
If you're going to take part in it,
I'd like to report back to the village of Montana
uh-huh.
who's interested in language,
uh-huh.
and I'd like to report back. To
I
the
mean,
regional.
I mean, if that's what I want to do too. I feel like I need to fill up on that scope.